Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Word this morning. Amen. Let's go and see what we can find today. And call this message series A High Place. It's taking our Christian life to a higher level. Just something that got laid on my heart. If there's a deeper, not just a deeper Christian life. I don't just want to go, I'm just deep in God now. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, can I be better? Can I be stronger? Can I be more effective? Can I be more loving? Can I just do better as a believer for you, Lord? And the answer is yes. But so often, well, how? How can I do that? And that's what this message is about. I go to Colorado. I get inspired out there to just push higher. When you're tired and you're hiking or you're biking up these incredible mountains, it's just something gets in you. And so that's the thought from this little series. Much of it's come from the book of Hebrews. Not all of it, but most of it. So let's look today. Where are we headed today? Well, we want to go higher. See there? We want to go higher. And it's beautiful when you do get up high. Whether you're on the top of Loveland Pass or Vail Pass, when you finally get to the top, whoo, what's good is now you get to go down. Amen? Come on. But boy, it takes some endurance. You know? Take some endurance in marathons or whatever. Boy, you have to learn to endure. And it's amazing as you're running, which I don't run at all. Period. I mean, even if a robber is coming after me, I'm like, not running. Sorry. But anyway, the point is that you got to endure, baby. You got to endure. And something kicks in, and you go, wow, I don't know how I did this. You ever had that experience in life where things were so hard and you made it through it and you look back and go, I don't know how I did it. Can't see your hand? Don't know how I did it. But you know it was God helping you. You know that. Or, you know, just keep plugging along. Endurance. Let's talk about it today. Endurance. Don't go to sleep on me. All right? You okay? Okay. It's easier to sleep than endure. Come on. Here we go. Come on. Wherefore, seeing we're also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every what? Come on, every what? Every what? And the sin that does so easily beset us. And say that last part with us. And let us run with what? The word's endurance. And let us run with what? Patience or endurance. The what? The that's set before us or set before me. God, how can I run that race that you've set before me? And I want to do a good job. I want to run. You know, I want to be strong. This is the only life you got, guys. After this life, I know you're going to go be with Jesus, have eternal life. I understand that. But this is your life right now. It's your chance, your opportunity to make a difference, to have the best life. If you can have a great life, why wouldn't you want one? Say, yes or no? Why wouldn't you? Come on! So, some endurance. Let's talk about it. Patience. The word actually is the word what? Endurance. Endurance. We say stuff, oh Lord, help me be patient. Sometimes we're even funny about patience. Oh, I need to be patient. Enduring. The word is endurance. The word literally means what? To what? Survive. You ever been so messed up in a bad situation? It was survival. Say. I mean, I didn't think I was going to make it. I don't know if it was your physical life, but certainly your spiritual life or your thought life, something crazy. I'm just trying to survive here. You've been so messed up in your head, just negative. I mean, it's just hard to just process even good things. Come on. I made it through it. Come on. The idea is enduring while what? At the same time. So often when bad things happen, struggles come in our life, not only do they stop us, I mean, it stops us, we even go backwards. And it sort of comes in on us and it's pushing us like this. Well, something's got to give, and it's called this right here. Amen? Say. Yes, something's coming against you. It could be the devil. It could be your own doing. It could be a lot of situations. But the bottom line is, are you going to be content as a believer in Christ to just stop? I'm done. Or to get pushed back? Oh, God. Or are you going to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? I'm going to put this one foot right here in front of that other one. Amen? And even though there's pressure and there's something coming against you, I'm going to do that and I'm going to get my ground right there. Then I'm going to go with me another one. Amen? And sometimes that's just the way it is. It's moving forward. It's in enduring while moving forward at the same time. So how can I run this race of life? How can I run this race of life? Because life is tough. You know, if you're young, you know, you have parents. Not to say some of you young people haven't had some pretty tough issues. I know you have. But I hate to tell you, some of these issues are coming. They're going to come. Amen? You're going to have some struggles. And maybe your mom and dad, they've been enduring some of these struggles. You know, and they've been loving on you, and you might not have the struggles. That's because they've been enduring for them and you. You understand? Yes or no? How many as parents you've done that? You've endured for you and the young ones. Amen? What you do. Okay? That's a good message. How do I run the race of life? Is it possible for me to survive and what? As I run the race of life. Is it possible when things get hard, when things get tough, is it possible for me not to only survive but thrive? If it is, I want to do that. Amen? If I can get knocked in the head and still keep moving forward in my life at the same time, I want to do that. Amen? Come on. Endurance. Stay here with me. So how do I do it? How do I endure? Simple message today from the Bible. Number one, say that loud with me, real loud. Check out. One more time. Check out. One more time. Check out. You want to endure? Check out winners. As coaches, we help young people. Okay? We try to help them by showing them what they can be, by pushing them, by making them go higher, work harder. Sometimes we tell stories, or we'll try to relate to them athletes that did it so they can know that they can what? They can do it. Give them something to shoot for. Well, that's the Bible as well, guys. Look at it. Check out winners. Others have gone through some mess and made it. So you can make it. You can do it. You understand? Yes or no? You can endure. Anytime you get in your mind, here you go, listen to me, come on. Anytime you get in your mind, oh, I'm picked on. Oh, I'm a victim. Oh, I can't believe this happened to me. Oh, I can't believe these people are picking on me. Oh. When you go hush and do something, that's never going to help. Well, it does. I mean, it does help because there are people out there that will feel sorry for you. And people make a racket on doing this kind of mess. It's whining stuff. That's not the Bible, guys. Are y'all listening, yes or no? And we don't like that. Generally speaking, other whiners might like it, but in general, most of us don't like it. We'd like for you to get back on your feet. Don't mind helping, but helping ain't just always giving a handout. Sometimes it's giving a lift up. Come on! You understand? Sometimes it's a kick in the tail. You've been kicked in the tail by somebody. And you look back on it, you didn't like it at the time. Come on, I don't see some hands. You look back on it, it was good for you. No kick in the tail was good for me. See what I'm saying? Come on, here we go. So, this verse started out, wherefore, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of what? Witnesses. There's a great cloud of witnesses who have gone on before us in the Christian life that are looking at us. I don't know who your great cloud of witnesses is. You got him in the Bible. You certainly got Jesus. He's the biggest, flat out, period. But make it personal. For me, it's my mother. For me, it's my mother. For me, it's my mother. It's my mother saying, Gary Clark, you better get your sorry tail right up from that place right now. You better get up right now. I still hear her. I see her. She's with the Lord. Now, she can't come down here and tell me to get up. But I can know that she's run her race. She's with the Lord. Amen? I'm compassed about with a great cloud of witness. And one of the lead ones I think of is my mama. Think like that. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Check out winners. Think about winners. You got them right here in your midst, guys. There are people inside of our church who their stories are incredible. When I went through great pain, you wrote me a letter out of your pain. This sweet, beautiful lady right here, if you look at her, just beautiful. Yes, you are. But to look at you, we wouldn't think you had any pain because y'all prettied up. Pain. But the letter didn't just talk about her pain.
Her letter talked about how she made it through it. Then she told me how happy she was. And she told me, that's my prayer for you. And God's going to be with you. And she said, I'm going to sit right there at that seat. That's how she closed her letter. I'll be right there, watching and supporting. Isn't that incredible? Winners aren't very far away, guys. Jamie, you're a winner. You're a winner, Jamie. That's who you are. To me, to Gary Clark, you're a winner. It's a champion you're raising, a young man right there. You should be commended. And I can't, getting married to Kim and seeing a single mama, how single moms have to work and do and what they do and their commitment, it's made me appreciate women who are single, who raise their young'uns, who love their young'uns. I have the utmost respect for you. You're a winner. You hear me? We don't have to look far. Look at that. We don't have to look far. Roger's a winner. You peel Roger back, there's pain, struggle. His mama's a winner back in the nursery. Y'all listening to me or not? Check out winners. Instead of whining or... Guys, there's always a time to weep and there's a time to cry. There is. But guys, come on. Life ain't slowing down. It's not stopping just for you. And the devil ain't going on like, okay, you're good now. No. He's going to come at you. Endure. Check out winners. You listening? Okay? We got more to say. Witness doesn't mean spectator. Not just people looking at you to see what you're doing. That's not what I'm talking about. Witness is not just somebody just sitting there looking at you. No. The Greek word for witness is actually the same word, martyr. Say it with me. Martyr. We're surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. My mother actually was murdered. I love seeing my mother, not as the woman who was murdered. I love seeing my mother, seeing she was a martyr for Christ. I believe she'd be alive even maybe today if it wasn't for her faith in Christ. She stood for Christ. She loved God. Cost her life. But I don't see Mama as hurt and weak and suffering. I see Mama with Jesus. I see Mama as a champion for God. Amen. You listening to me? She's absolutely helped change my life. Not just when she raised me, but through her suffering and through her witness. You understand? Check out winners. They've given their lives. They're a what? They're a witness to us. Come on! They bear witness to us that God can see what? You through it. So check out winners, man. Say it with me again. Check out. You want to endure? You want to survive? You want to thrive? You want to make it through it? You don't want to quit? There's plenty of people right here in this room. If you'll get out of your comfort zone and start to get to know people a little bit, you'll be surprised what you can do. Amen. Say. And don't get offended when they try to push you a little harder and they try to tell you their story and how they did it. Well, yeah, but you know, listen, guys, a lot of pain right in here. We can learn from it. Amen? Come on. God showed them, they what? That you can what? You can do it. So check out winners. Amen? Look at this great verse. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our what? That we through patience or endurance and comfort of the Scriptures might have what? Hope. So much of in the Bible that we read about people, their lives. Why is it there? Why did God do that? Because we're going to have the same mess. And we can see it. And it was written for our endurance, for our comfort, for our hope. Amen? Keep going. Comfort, encouragement. Through endurance and encouragement from the Scriptures about others, we might have hope. That's a confident expectation. If you think you're never going to get out of the mess you're in, you probably won't. Did you hear me? Yes or no? By checking out winners, people have gone before us, people who are in our lives now, going back to the Word of God, what it does, it gives you a confidence. If they made it, I can make it. You need to have confidence. Even when you're broken, even when you're hurting, wouldn't it be nice to still have some confidence? Say, that's got to come from God, man. It's got to come from you trying, pushing that way. Endurance. Number two, so check out winners is number one. Say it again. Number one is check out who? I feel like you're sleeping on me this morning. Kidding me? Come on. Check out who? Yeah, check out yourself. Well, I checked out some winners. Yeah, and I'm still in my mess. Yeah, because you need to check out you now. Say, it's like a football player on the football team. Well, I read about, you know, Adrian Peterson. I read the book on Adrian Peterson. You can read till the cows come home. But until you start checking out you and where you're at, and pushing yourself, you're not going to get better. Amen. Say. So you can read the Bible, but if you're not listening, if you're not saying, okay, as the Lord starts speaking to you, hey, and He's showing you things in your life, if you just stop it right there without checking out you, got a problem. Keep looking. Here we go. So we got this big old cloud of witnesses. Now let who? Who? Huh? Let us lay aside every what? Weight. And the what? That does so easily beset us. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that language here. Let us lay aside every weight. So check out yourself. So I need to lay aside every weight and the sin which is besetting me. Now, athletes wear training weights. You've heard me say this kind of stuff before. They wear training weights on their legs and their arms. That's coming through the closet yesterday, helping Elise at the house, and we were painting and cleaning, doing some stuff. There's some leg weights in that closet, in a box, never been opened. Are they doing any good there? Say. They were heavy. I know why they ain't never been opened. These things are heavy. Who wants to wear that? Amen? Say. Well, athletes do. They'll put weights on their legs to run, and you know, it's great. I don't do it because I don't what? I don't run at all. Not even if a burglar's right there. No. But if I have a bat with me when he's there, I'll hit him upside the head with the bat. I ain't running, though. Here we go. I'm sorry. So athletes use the weights on the legs and things like batters use a weight, and I played ball, so put a weight on that bat, and you just swing that bat, and it's heavier, so when it comes time to, you're just building up your arm strength, and that bat just seems like it's so light when you swing it later. It just seems so light. You can, especially if you're a big hitter, you go, whoa, it's light. It's like to golfers. They say that hole to a golfer is this big. To a good golfer, that hole's that big. You know how big the hole is to me? It's like this. But they got good because they worked at it. Amen? Say, same principle in life. What may be good for training, though, the weights on the legs, the weights on the bat, is not good for running the real race of life. That's when you got to let those weights go. Now it's race time. Yeah, but coach, I had the weights on before. Son, hush, take the weights off. Don't go up to the bat and hit the ball with a donut on the bat. Don't do that. Life is like that. Got to let some things go. When it's game time, you need to lose the weight, guys. Amen? Specifically, the Bible says the what? The what? That's the beautiful thing about endurance. We're talking about taking it to another level. See, if you quit when the things are hard, there's a good chance you're not going to check out winners, which would have been incredible for your life. It's also a good chance that you're not going to lose a weight. Even though you could have been the one hurt. That's beside the point. The point is you're hurt. And if through your hurt, you can be encouraged by others and see others and grow, and if because of the hurt, you can lose something in your life that really needs to be lost. And getting rid of it. That's a good thing. Amen? Say. And all of a sudden, you can then maybe later look back and go, thank you, Lord, for that pain. That's the goal here, to get you higher. Got it? Yes or no? Keep looking. The sin that does so easily beset us. Now, I've hit this big one here. It could talk about something else, but I believe the sin when we are struggling. Follow me. Listen to me. Listen. The sin when we're struggling. That's what we're talking about here. It's hard. I don't think I can make it. How can I make it through this? Man, I got to bear up. I got to endure. The sin, I think, that specifically hinders us is unbelief. How many of you were so messed up, knocked down, you did not think you could make it? Can I see your hand? I just didn't think it. Just because you went through your mess, did the Bible all of a sudden become untrue? Say. Can you still do all things that Christ has strengthened you? Say. Okay? Absolutely. Is greater He that's in me than He that's in the world still the truth? Yes or no? Can all things work together for good to them who love God and them who are called according to His purpose? Or no, no, because you went through your mess. That we got to throw that one out in the trash now. Say. Yes or no? If God be for us, who can what? Be against us. We're going to throw that in the garbage. The point is, it's when we're hurt, when we're hindered, when we've been stopped, when we've been getting pushed back. So often unbelief sets in. I don't believe I can make it. I don't believe I can endure. How many football teams do well? How many baseball teams do well? How many athletes, runners do well when the thing right out of their gate, when they get to the starting line is, my goodness, I can't win. I don't have a chance. They're better than me. I can't make it. You lost, man. You're lost. It's over. It's done. You're finished. Say. We're talking about as believers. Kidding me? Check out the winners who made it. Check out yourself. Faith, the word, keep it in context in the whole chapter that this passage is written. And prior to chapter 11. The word faith, I believe God, period, is mentioned how many times in chapter 11? 21. If there's a sin that you need to get rid of, it's unbelief. I could write a book on this thing because I have been the biggest unbeliever ever. God has taught me over the years, son. And it's amazing. I just want to tell you something. It's amazing. I'm going to watch what I say. It's amazing the mess and struggle you can go through. And with God's help, make it. Not only make it, but be incredible. Be so victorious it ain't even funny. A lot of people, bad things happen, struggles happen. They think life is over. Well, my life is over. Your life is over because you think your life is over. Yes or no? Your life ain't over. If there's a message I'd love for us to have at Fellowship Church, it'd be when we see people, your life ain't over. Yeah, but this happened. Yeah, but there's great things for you. Good things can happen. But it ain't by being spooky and falling down the floor or something. It's by you having to work. You having to have faith. You having to push forward. Checking out winners. Checking out yourself. So, unbelief, it does what? How many when you unbelieve, when you don't believe, and when you just lack faith, and when you just focus on the negative and the struggle in your life, and you don't believe you can make it, how many that makes you feel so good? How many it wears you out? Wears me out. Just wears me out. Just wears me out. And then we're so goofy, we get in a pattern where we start telling everybody our story. And then you start wearing them out. That's the truth, ain't it? That's why she wrote me the letter. You didn't want me to hear it. You didn't want to hear it. Faith in God enables you to endure and survive to the what? To the end. Faith. Do you believe you can endure? Do you believe, and I know this is a crazy statement, that no matter what the devil throws at you, your God is greater? There's nothing that me and God can't do. You believe that? Say. I mean, it's something to say. I'm not saying it's easy. Amen. So check out yourself. We're almost done. Check out, number one was check out who? Winners. Number two, check out who? And number three, check out Jesus. Amen. I got to read this really quick, Rod. You just flip, we'll read. Looking unto Jesus. That's verse 2. We just did verse 1. Verse 2. Looking unto who? So look at the winners, look at yourself, and then looking unto who? The author and the what? Finisher of our what? Who for the what? Joy that was set before him. Joy, that's happy, that's unbelievable. That was set before him, he what? Oh my gosh, there's our word, isn't it? Is that our word? Say. I think that's our word right there. It is. He did what? Endured the what? What? Are you kidding me? Do you see how this is working? Endured the, now he despised the shame. I ain't saying you got to be happy with the mess. I ain't saying you got to be happy with the struggle. I'm not saying you got to, oh, look, I'm happy all about it. No. You can despise the situation that you're going through. You can despise the situation you find yourself in. It's okay. But don't let it stop you. You hearing me? Yes or no? Okay? You endure. He despised the shame, but guess what? He's now what? Set down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's the goal. That's our goal. One day we're going to be with Jesus, but there's another goal here, is getting through this and being able to maybe just sit down for at least a little bit. Rest just a little bit. Amen? To know you on the other side of it and be able to go, amen? Say. Come on. Looking unto Jesus. We look to Jesus by how? To be saved. Keep going. We look to Jesus by faith for what? For endurance or our survival. He's the author and finisher of our faith. This describes what? Attitude. That's what happens when we don't endure, when we are going backwards, when we aren't making it. It's our what? Attitude, which comes back to our what? Our faith. Jesus lived by what? Faith. Jesus lived by faith. He had to trust His Father. He laid that down, all kinds of incredible abilities that He had, so that He could come and die for you and me. So He had to live a life of faith too. He prayed to His Father. Looking at Jesus, the author and finisher, we read that, keep going. Consider Him that what? Is that our word? Such contradiction of who? Against Himself, lest you be what? And faint in your what? The battle is right there. You'd be surprised what you can make it through. How you can endure for the Lord. Jesus endured more than anyone. He endured the cross. Okay? I do not know one person in my life. My mother murdered. I believe shot for her faith. But I don't know anyone who's been crucified to a cross. Personally, I don't know anyone other than Jesus. He endured more than anybody. And He was God. See, a lot of times things happen in our life, and a lot of times we don't have control over it. He was God. He willingly did that. He gave up control so it could happen to Him. Isn't that crazy? Jesus endured shame and suffering and opposition. He endured rejection from His Father. That's incredible. He endured carrying the sin of the world, the whole world on Him. You have not yet resisted unto what? Won't you remember that sometime? I know I'm being a little ugly and tough on you, but it's okay. You'll be fine. No matter what you're going through, now maybe you have, but most of you haven't. You haven't resisted unto what yet? You haven't had to give your life yet, have you? You know what that tells me? Until you kill me, I ain't done. Say, until I'm dead, I ain't done. I still got hope. Say, why don't we live like that? Isn't that a better way to live life? Say, so many of us are done and we ain't even dead yet. You all right? You ain't resisted unto blood yet. Come on. Jesus shed His what? Own blood for me. And you're telling me you can't make it. You're telling me you can't endure. I'm telling you, you got some weight on you. weight of unbelief. If you check out winners, check out yourself. You check out Jesus. You can climb that hill. You can get to the other side. Amen? Keep looking. Check out Jesus. He endured to the what? Have you endured to the end yet? Yes or no? Not yet, you ain't. End ain't there yet. Keep fighting the good fight of what? What's the word? Faith. Isn't that interesting? You see that in the Bible? Keep fighting the good fight of what? It all comes down to faith. As long as you're willing to fight the fight of faith, there's a you'll keep pressing forward. You understand? Praise the Lord. Come on. He finished the race. He kept the what? He kept the faith. It was Jesus' faith that enabled him to what? Endure. Now watch this one. Who for the joy that was set before him. Jesus was on the joy. His eye was on the joy. He knew he'd rise again. He knew he'd be highly exalted. He knew he would complete his Father's will. He knew he would save the lost. Why don't you put your eye on the joy? When you're trying to endure, start seeing the future. I'll go back to Donna Christie. She told me some of the greatest advice I've ever heard. That's Alex Christie's wife, our administrator. They're both dear friends of mine. They're just people I work with. They're people I love to pieces. She said, Gary, you've got to see yourself happy. You've got to see yourself. Say it with me. That was her way of saying, keep your eye on the prize. You listening or not? Isn't that better instead of like I'm going to keep my eye on all the junk and this mess? Isn't that better, guys? Say. We're done with the message. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. Yeah! It's a good word for us.